You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Arizona Diamondbacks baseball today on this Friday the 13th as Steve Gilbert joins us, our Diamondbacks reporter for MLB.com. Steve, we thank you as always for the time as I imagine you are just now starting to catch your breath a little bit after the Diamondbacks division series with the Dodgers, which obviously did not go Arizona's way as the Dodgers finished off a three-game sweep a few nights ago at Chase Field. But, Steve, I've got to think that for this Diamondbacks team, which had a very down 2016, they bring in a new manager in Torey Lovello, and, you know, voila, almost a complete 180. And this Arizona team had a terrific season. They grab the top wild card spots in the National League. They beat the Rockies in a very entertaining wild card game. But I've got to think, though, that, you know, even though the Dodgers are kind of the consensus, you know, in many people's eyes, best team in baseball, some disappointment that the Diamondbacks didn't put up more of a fight. And I hate saying it that way because, heck, this is a team that did hit four home runs off Clayton Kershaw, but unable to crack the win column in that series, considering they beat LA six straight times at the end of the regular season. So I guess I'm just trying to take the temperature a little bit of the team and of the franchise and how everybody feels after that three-game sweep. What do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, as you said, they had a great bounce-back season, and there were a lot of highlights from the season. But none of that was what anybody wanted to talk about in the aftermath of Game 3 after the sweep. Because just for the reason that you mentioned, I think there was a lot of surprise in the clubhouse. I think they felt really confident going into that series against the Dodgers. They had swept them back-to-back series towards the end of the year. They felt like they were playing very well. They felt like they could put up a real fight, if not beat the Dodgers, heading in there. And I think they were just kind of stunned that it just unraveled the way it did. You know, they hit the four homers off Kershaw and couldn't win game one. But they felt great coming back in game two because they had Robbie Ray, who had been the Dodger killer all year long, coming back there and starting game two. But Robbie just wasn't quite himself in that game. And I think that was really the key factor there was game two. Losing game two really put them in a hole that they just were unable to get out of. Game three, they fought too, but they just didn't click for them. And I think that was a surprise to everybody. And nobody at that time in the clubhouse wanted to talk about what a great season it had been because there was just such a bitter taste about how they had gone out against the Dodgers.
Yeah, I agree. And do you look at that, though, as something as a positive? Because, you know, the players, like you said, they wanted no part of a discussion about how great a season they'd had. Instead, they were so focused on the disappointment that had just been handed to them with a three-game sweep. So that kind of tells me that this team, you know, I mean, you do see some teams, even though they never admit it, that are just happy to be a part of the postseason because, you know, heck, only 10 teams make it, 20 teams are left out in the cold. But to me, that says that for 2018, this Diamondbacks team is coming, you know, guns blazing for the Dodgers, who have won five straight division crowns. And I got to think that the mentality is there with this Diamondbacks team that they want to do so much more in 2018.
Yeah, I think you're right on the money with that. I think that this is a team that's going to come into spring training. It's going to be probably a little bit of a different looking team, maybe minus J.D. Martinez. We'll see what happens with what they do in the offseason. But the core of this team should still be intact, and that core is probably going to still be smarting over the way this season ended and feel like they left some things on the table. So in that regard, maybe there won't be the kind of hangover that you sometimes get with a team that's had success the year before where they just kind of think that then it's going to come to them or, you know, automatically the next year. I think this team could end up coming into spring training pretty hungry.
Yeah, I agree. And you brought up J.D. Martinez. I mean, as good as this offense was, you know, pre-J.D., when he arrived, I mean, it just took this offense to another level. And one of my favorite stats from this past season, even though Giancarlo Stanton got the lion's share of the attention, and deservedly so, for his 59 home runs, J.D. Martinez had a better home run to at-bat ratio than even Giancarlo Stanton. So If this guy had played a full season, he had some health issues while with the Tigers, I mean, he could have been the one chasing 60 home runs along with Giancarlo. What are the chances that at least the two sides sit down and try to hammer something out? Because he's going to be highly coveted by every team in the game. And he obviously, you know, took to Arizona and the environment and the fans and his new teammates. I mean, is there, if you had to put a percentage on it in terms of him signing a massive deal with this franchise, what would you put it at?
Well, I would say the odds are not good of a massive deal just because of the way their payroll structure is right now. You know, you got Zach Greinke, still four more years, about $32 million a year. And JD, you know, he helped them so much. But with every home run that he hit and every great thing that he did to help the Diamondbacks win that wild card spot, you know, you could hear the cash register in the back also dinging because it got the attention of everybody in the baseball world. And as you said, there's going to be a lot of suitors for him. And so, you know, if he makes over $20 million a year, let's say just for, you know, 20, let's just make it nice and round, then he and Greinke could be taking up $52 million, which is, you know, almost half of what their payroll probably will be, or, you know, right around that. And then you've got Paul Goldschmidt, and then you've got all these arbitration eligible. They've got 14 out of 16 arbitration eligible guys. You know, it's hard to make the math work without them moving some serious money, or unless JD wants to take a significant discount. And I think, you know, one of the things, he had a great time in Arizona. He seemed to really fit in like right away, and he seemed to enjoy himself, and you know, that could have played a role in to why he performed so well. Where sometimes, you know, you get a guy in midseason and they feel the pressure, and then they can't necessarily perform at the level you're expecting. I think he overperformed what they were expecting, and he seemed very comfortable and enjoyed it. Now, what that all means once everything once the offers start coming in remains to be seen. But I certainly think there's interest on both sides in him coming back. I'm certain there'll be some discussions there.
Yeah, never say never. And I know the Diamondbacks fans. Yeah, absolutely. I know Diamondbacks fans are salivating at the thought of a full season from day one of JD and Goldie together in that lineup. I mean, that would just be absolutely lethal and a lot of fun to watch and a lot of nightmares for opposing pitchers. We'll see.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll see what 2018 holds in store with JD Martinez and where he might end up. And, Steve, kind of transitioning to your favorite moments from the 2017 regular season, I got to think that JD is at or near the top of the list with his four-homer game, the second player this year with a four-homer game, joining Scooter Jeanette of the Cincinnati Reds. So where does that one rank for you?
Yeah, that has to be one of the top moments for me this year, just because it's something you just don't see very often in baseball, something I'd never seen, of course. And, you know, I thought it was impressive when Goldie had a three-homer game against the Cubs. That was a big day. But then JD comes back and hits four against the Dodgers. And it just, you know, the fact that he did it in the last three and three straight at-bats in the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, it was just kind of surreal to see. Another moment that jumps out, of course, would be like Archie Bradley's triple in the wild card game, just because of the emotion there. So that kind of jumps out to me. I think opening day when they won on the Chris Owings kind of walk-off single, you just felt like, wow, that was kind of a cool thing, as opposed to the year before when Zach Greinke had gone out there and just gotten hammered on opening day and kind of set a bad tone for the whole season. So maybe opening day is the key for this team. They should play next opening day like it's a wild card game where it's a one-game playoff. Because that seems to set the tone for this franchise. But there's so many of them, you know, with Goldie getting his 1,000th hit. And just, you know, I think that's one of the things that when they do reflect, there will be plenty of high points and plenty of good things for them to take away from the season. It just wasn't something they were willing to do quite yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And you brought up the Bradley triple out of freaking nowhere in the wild card game. And I just loved how I think going into that at bat for his career, 6 for 61, all singles. I mean, if that doesn't demonstrate the craziness of the postseason, I don't know what does.
And, you know, I think it also shows you, Matt, that sometimes things just go right for a franchise or for a team in the course of a season. I mean, you looked at it and you thought, wow, what, you know, there were some people that were, you know, on Twitter going, what's Torrey Lovello doing? He's got Jeff Mathis and Archie Bradley stuck hitting in this situation. And, of course, you know, Bradley comes up with a big triple. And those were the kind of things that went right for them during the season. And that's what makes for a for a kind of season like they had.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. And, Steve, as we come down the home stretch here, give me one moment maybe, too, that was just completely unexpected, something that nobody saw coming and just maybe kind of knocked you out of your seat a little bit.
Well, you know, there were so many for this team. Let me look at an individual performance. One of the guys, you know, like a Zach Godley, is a guy that came out of spring training. Probably, Torrey Lovello said, their seventh or eighth starter, and you know, on their depth chart. And then Shelby Miller goes down, and you know, where would they have been without Zach Godley stepping up and winning the games that he did and pitching the way that he did? Again, something that just was completely unexpected when the season started. I don't think anybody would have put him down for being the, you know, that starting rotation. So that's one thing that jumps out to me. And then, of course, the whole Archie Bradley thing, you know, losing out on the starting role in spring training and coming in as the long reliever, and suddenly he becomes, you know, the beard and a great eighth-inning guy and a dominant guy in the eighth inning, and becomes kind of a folk hero in Arizona now and kind of the spokesperson for the team and in some space with the fans just because he's so personable. So those are just some of the kind of things that jump out to me from the season.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a lot to like and a lot to look forward to. And like you said, if they put all their eggs in the opening day basket and come out on top, then maybe we're talking playoffs again in 2018 for Arizona. And just maybe they can finally dethrone the Dodgers after five straight years atop the NL West. We'll know 1 year from now. Steve Gilbert, always a pleasure. We'll do it again soon. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Arizona Diamondbacks.